USA Radio News with Wendy King.
It seems there is a deal to avoid another government shutdown. The president says he isn't thrilled with the bipartisan package that would offer nearly $1.4 billion for border fencing. White House aides say the president is likely to sign it. He also appears ready to declare a national emergency to build the wall.
We're supplementing things and moving things around, and we're doing things that are fantastic and taking from far less important areas.
The president's critics have vowed to challenge such moves in court and in Congress. The Treasury Department says the U.S. national debt has increased. It topped $22 trillion for the first time. The Trump tax cut and increased spending on the military have helped create the jump. When President Trump took office, the national debt was $19.95 trillion. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hamilton was adopted from a rescue in 2008. He really likes to be around people. I get out my mat and I'm doing a downward dog and he's underneath. He's quite the pug about town. He gets invited to a lot of parties. He knows he's a pretty big deal. Look at this little face. How could you not love him?
Hamilton the Pug, Instagram star, and shelter pet. Amazing adoption stories start in shelters. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a pet near you. Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
What does Meals on Wheels do? They deliver meals and smiles to homebound seniors. But Meals on Wheels does something else. They turn a volunteer's lunch break into a meaningful experience.
As small and as simple as the relationship is between a volunteer and a client of Meals on Wheels, it's really so impactful. I never thought that 5 minutes could make so much difference in the lives of two people, but it has.
Drop off a warm meal and get more than you expect. Volunteer at AmericaLet'sDoLunch.org. That's AmericaLet'sDoLunch.org. Brought to you by Meals on Wheels America and the Ad Council.